Blog Talk Radio.
Come on.
In the sunny frolic on the earth, round the world, with the frolic.
I need to get you the music.
Right.
Hold up. Why the hell isn't it working? I'm touching it and it's not loading up. Shoot.
Yeah,
I'm hitting it, Frank. No, I had it.
Brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue. 609-388-7004. Big East, thank you for the new harness. For my guide dog. Hello, Shadow. And Big East Takeda Rescue at Verizon.net. If you want to send them an email.
Frank, I have it. You want me to play it? I'm just saying.
All right, here we go. Big East.
It's okay.
The Inner Sight Folly. Go ahead. Go. What are you waiting for? One more time, let's hear it. Bubble. Hello there. Hold on. You're critical. With a voice to the world. They say there's not enough money in the government. Well, by the time they get through with all these trials, inflation and everything else, there won't be any money at all. No. Man. Oh, you hear the latest secret tonight. The man who wants to be president. I got nothing against nobody. But this guy, you know what the Attorney General did? They pulled a scam on them with all the boxes and papers that they brought in from Washington, D.C., and they put them up. They piled them up in front of the judge like they did on America on 34th Street. They piled all those boxes up, and the judge said, "Now just bring the evidence. I didn't. Put it right here. Don't worry about it. Just put it right on the desk." And the other guy, the other lawyer, said, "But your mom, we cannot hazard up the courtroom with all these boxes and paraphernalia and things of that sort." And judge says, "Why not? Don't worry. Just bring it on the desk." And all of a sudden, they open the doors, and about 40 guys. 40 construction workers come running in. He's carrying a big box, put it in front of the judge, and all of a sudden, you couldn't see the judge anymore. I heard the judge was only 4'1" anyway. A little bit. We love the discrimination. All of a sudden, the judge is sitting there with all those boxes piled up in front of him with papers and emails and computers and laptops and everything else. Pushing his way through. Says, "All this evidence proves that Mr. Trump is a fake Trump. And if this is so, this court will will hear this case. And with that, Mr. Thompson went around the wall, brought his bodyguards with him, and nobody knows where he is since. All right. All right, that's the word on the inner sight. Of course, now anything that we say here, now listen, folks. Don't try any of this stuff at home, and don't take it all seriously. See? This is all goofy. It's goofing stuff. You know, we goof off. Now, later, we got a report later about the guy who forgot his pants. We'll tell you about that later on in the show. And we got a little cut with Tennessee Ernie Ford coming up. And Jimmy Dinigan may be, well, be around. Louis should be here. Louis the Lip on Insight. And whatever else. All right, give me some Honeymooner music in there, Ralphie Boy. Honeymooner. Here we go. Insight. Frolic with the Honeymooners. Engineer, where are you? Dead or alive? Where are you? I think the engineer died. I'm not a funeral. I hate funerals. I don't go to funerals. I hate them. No. No funerals for me. Engineer, where are you? All right.
I'm having trouble unmuting the mic. Just bear with me. It's the blog. It's not me. Honeymoon music, right?
You. Anything that goes wrong from now on is you.
Okay. I'll take that.
Yeah.
All right. You want the honeymoon music?
Honeymoon music.
Okay, here it comes.
Going to shoot with all this racket going on with this guy here. Well, I'll just get another table. I'm not getting another table. Can you please get that noise off the show? Hello?
Okay, hold on. I don't know.
Mute.
Okay. Hold on. Yeah. Give me a second. I didn't hear it.
Hold on.
My
what do you
hearing
think
aids are bad. I'll go to another room. Hold on.
Get that noise off the show. I told you 1,000 times.
Yes, I hear you. I'm actually trying to find it. Oh,
just
it's here.
Just go on mute and leave the show alone.
Yes,
I'll
yes,
do it myself.
Yes, yes.
I can't deal with this.
I haven't. It's off. All right.
Goodbye.
No, what's the matter? I'm going to play Ernie Ford.
All right. Yeah, so go ahead, Norton. You know, I'm going to go on with all this racket here, Ralph. What's going on?
Chief, fellas, we were going to use this table. We just went inside to get a cold drink.
Oh, yeah? Well, I hope it was some cold milk. Now get out of here. Go ahead and shoot. Can't chew with all these noise going on here. people interrupting me here. Let's get another table.
I'm not getting another table. We're going to
stop that breathing in the microphone like that.
I'm going to mute myself.
Put yourself on mute. All right. Yeah. Go ahead, Norton.
You better not. Friend Harvey's not going to like this. I'm going to go in there and tell Harvey that you took our table.
Go ahead and tell him. See if I care. Took your table. This is our table we got here, and we're going to use this table for tonight. Now get out of here. Go ahead, Norton.
This is my friend Harvey. I told you to get out of here.
Hey, Ralph, you know that friend Shirley you were talking about? Well, this guy Harvey is even bigger than Shirley.
What are you talking about? Where did he take our table? What are you, a real wise guy, huh? I might punch you right in the nose. Come on, step outside. We'll settle this.
I can't step outside. I got my new suit on.
Scared, eh? Yeah, he's just scared, Harvey. He's a scaredy cat.
Oh, come on, Norton. Let's get another table. My friend's not scared of you. He's not scared of you. What he said is true. He's got his brand new suit on. He'll fight you anytime.
Shut up, Norton.
Anytime, day or night, he'll be there. Norton. Quiet.
Do you want to fight me another time, huh? All right, wise guy. Meet me at Kelsey's gym. 6 o'clock Sunday. And if you're not there, I'll come get you. Where do you live?
He lives at 1620 Charles Street. Norton, what are you telling him my address for? He'll be there. You better be there, Harvey.
Don't worry, I'll be there.
The matter with you, Ralph? Would you have to go pick a fight with a big guy like that? Get out! Get out! Oh, what are you going to do, Ralph? The whole neighborhood is waiting for the big fight, see? I mean, this is what they're living for now. The big fight down the gym, Sunday, 6 o'clock. What are you going to tell all your fans? I don't care what you tell them, but I'm not fighting. So I'll get out of town. Get out of town? That's right. See that bag over there? I'm ready to go.
Ralph, where are you going with that bag?
I'm going out of town. Don't worry. I can take care of myself. If you can take care of yourself, you wouldn't have to go out of town.
Shut up. Ralph, what's going on?
Just for that, I'm not going. Listen, Ralph, you get up there and let me see your stance for doing your boxing stance, see? I don't want no stance because I'm not fighting. I got a good idea, see? Obviously, you can't fight this guy. You're out of shape. You can't move. You look like a bowl. Look like a bowl with a whole kitchen of food attached to it. Thanks a lot, Norton. And who spread all these rumors about the fight? I don't know. It was some guy. Yeah, I know it was some guy. You. All right. Listen, Ralph. I got an idea, see. Suppose Harvey
thought that you could knock out a guy bigger than him, a big guy, you know, much bigger than Harvey. I know what you're thinking, but where are you going to get a guy bigger than Harvey? I got a friend of mine. See, he's a giant. He works with me in the sewer. Works with you in the sewer. Well, how do you know your friend will do this? Look at me, he's my friend in the sewer. We work side by side in the sewer, Ralph. We have a model down there. Water is thicker than blood. Now listen, I get my friend and bring him down to the gym, knock him out with one punch. Harvey sees that and he's gone. Well, now wait a minute. How am I going to know your friend? I don't know him. Oh yeah, we gotta come up with a. Get a load of Fatso over there. You have to say get a load of Fatso. Well, they get a load of Skinny, but then Harvey would get suspicious. Get a load of Fatso. Get a load of Fatso over there. All right, yeah, so Ralph knocked the guy down. he hit the wrong guy. And he got all huffy and crazy and jumping around, waving his arms. You can't see me, but waving his arms, jumping around. Can I send Harvey in here? Go get him. I'm ready for Harvey. All right, Inner Sight Frolic, brought to you by Kennedy Realty, my buddy Anthony Kennedy, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info, Mr. Kennedy. Anthony in Islip, New York. Hey, Shelby's Kitchen, my buddies over there, Tom and Michelle, 631-286-0444 on Shelby's Kitchen. And when you're over there, you'll undoubtedly, you can't miss the presence of the great Milton Guide Dog. So, salute Milton, especially over these holidays, by signing our petition, license the schools, and put in legal regulations for more safety. All right. We urge you to go to change.org and look at the petition. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island, 631-484-2038. Let me double-check that number, 631-484-3028. I believe that's the right number. All right, dog food, cat food, and medical when they're able to do it. Talk to Gary at the website Nobody Starved on Long Island. So you have to look it up. And I'm sure you could find the phone number on the website. Nobody Starved on Long Island. Hey, brought to you by the Third Eye Insight. Get in shape. Have some fun. Protect yourself. Call Devin Fernandez, 631-445-3464. All right. Yeah, don't be like Ralph. Learn how to defend yourself. All right. What else we got? Oh, Big East Takeda Rescue, 609-388-7004. Thank you so much for the new harness. We're going to take a picture and send it over to Joanne Diamond. Thank you. And Sharabel, thanks. She loves her new harness. Inner Sight Frolic, brought to you by A Day for Milton. Anybody out there want to orchestrate A Day for Milton? give us a call, send us an email, innersight1620@gmail.com. And we'd be happy to talk with you about a day for Milton. We did one here last May. It was a big success. We're looking to bring it to other states. So anybody hearing us, you want to do a day for Milton, call us. You don't need any money to do it. All right, let's see. What else we got? We got the Able News. Engineer, where's the Able News? You got Able News? Hello, are you there? All right. We're going to hold off with that and see if we can get it on later. Inner Sight, brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929, Silo. And brought to you by... Oh, good. Play the Able News.
Okay.
Inner Sight.
Oh, here it is.
And
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right. James Bahamonde is a civil rights lawyer. 516-783-9662, Bahamonde. If you need any civil rights help, any legal questions, call Jimmy. 516-783-9662. Inner Sight, Frolic. Give me some Lauren Hardy music.
Okay.
Please, Lauren Hardy.
Yep, yep.
Here we go.
Okay, hang on.
On Inner Sight.
Okay, here we go.
Frolic.
Okay, Laura. Sorry.
I want you to get me a big dinner. Big dinner. Well, what do you want? Well, first I'd like to have a nice cold drink with plenty of rum and ice. Rum and ice. That's right. Then I'll have a nice big thick stick with mushrooms on the top and gravy and mashed potatoes and carrots and beets and plenty of brown gravy with a big stack of white bread with ghouls and ghouls of butter. Gee, who's going to eat this? Who's going to eat all that? Who do you think? And what do I get? You get leftovers. Leftovers? See, the doctor said that I've got to gain some weight, otherwise I'm doomed for the world. You wouldn't waste away if you stayed up for 9 years. I did. That's crazy, Ollie. How are we going to get all this food we haven't got for months? I don't know. Have you got any ideas? Well, we could rob a cow. Rob a what? A cow. Rob a cow. How are you going to rob a cow? Well, I saw it in the movie once. The fella got on top of the cow and he rode it.
Yeah.
He rode the cow. You mean to tell me we're going to get on the cow and not me, you? I couldn't get on the cow. I know the poor thing dropped dead at Carini. Would you? Stop that. You get on the cow and you ride it here. Come on, let's go down to the farm. Ride a cow? Ollie, are you sure this will work? No, but we'll do it anyway. Come on. Can I help you, fellas? What can I do for you? Welcome to James Farm. He wants a steak with a... Will you stop that? Oh, we haven't got any steaks here. We'll have to go down to Delmonico. Well, what else can I do for you? He wants to ride a cow. What do you want, honey? He, not me, him. Oh, I thought goodbye to my cow. I was going to say goodbye to Elsie with you, Adam. Poor Elsie. Poor Elsie. Well, did you ever ride a cow before? No, I never did. It wasn't my idea. It was his. He wants me to ride a cow. Oh. And give him some milk and make a steak dinner. You can't do that. Boys, the cow has to go to the slaughter. Well, why can't we slaughter Ollie instead of the cow? Get away! Get that rope off of me! I think I like the cow better than Ollie. That's not a bad idea, but I don't know who's going to buy them after we slaughter them. And I don't know where to send them. Send him back where he belongs. Anybody who wants to kill an animal doesn't belong here anyway. Sounds like Marshall Horn. All right, in a side. Woo! Slaughter Ollie. All right, we got the story about the guy who forgot his pants coming up. Louie will be here. I don't know if Pepper's going to come on tonight. Anybody on the line?
No, not yet.
All right. We're hoping that Sweet Pepper Treat will buzz by, you know. But I don't know. Yeah. In a sight, I just want to turn my attention to the stupidity of Blog Talk Radio this week. Absolutely stupid and out of their mind, and not so much the fact that they probably had equipment trouble, but the fact of the matter that they didn't communicate with us in the right way. We got to straighten that out. And I want to apologize to our fan Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for the fiasco being off the air. All right, in a sight. Let's see what we got. We got Louis on the line?
Yeah, let me look. Hope he's not sleeping or something. Hold on.
Innersight has a special report from our roving reporter in the street. And this is exclusive, folks. You won't hear this anywhere else, of course. Thank God for that. Oh, shut up.
Yeah, right.
Get him out of here. Anyway, we take you now to our roving reporter, Frankie Fodder. What's his name? His name is Frankie Fodder. Frankie Fodder. Wait a minute. Where did he get that name? From his mother. Frankie Fodder got the name from his mother.
Oh, jeez.
All right. Pardon me, folks. I don't know who wrote this, but somebody handed it to me. The reporter's name, what's his name? Frankie Fodder. And he got his name from his mother.
Oh, jeez.
Take it away, Frankie Fodder.
Hello, yes. thank you very much. This is Frankie Fodder, and a lot of people just ran. They ran in the street. They ran. Why did they run? Well, I don't know. It seems as if the name Fodder kind of Frankie Fodder. Anyway, we're out here looking for, you see, we're unique. We go out into the street looking for stories, you know. Stories. Now, let me see. Oh, my God. Look at this. Wait a minute. This is not television, so I'll have to give a description. There's a big man. He's big. He's about 7 foot tall and
oh my.
400 pounds, I would say. He's got no pants on. He's got only the boxes. Wait a minute, let me, sir, excuse me. I'm Frankie Fodder, the roaming reporter. What's your name? Frankie Fodder. Pardon me. Do you mind if we interview you? You look quite interesting.
Thank you, Father. Is that what that smell is?
Now, sir, pardon me. Would you mind telling me what happened to your pants?
What?
Your pants. Oh, my God, even though I didn't have pants on. Oh, my God. I ran out of the house with my boxes.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. am I going to do now? Well, can I borrow your coat? Oh, no, sir, it's too cold. I can't stand out here without a coat. Well, just blow a couple of hot ones, Mr. Foster. I hate to tell you this, but there's a police officer coming over here, and you're on camera, you know. This would be on the 6 o'clock news. Thank you, Father. Oh, no! My mother's going to kill me! Ma, I hope you're not watching this. Ma, and my husband's gonna laugh. He's gonna laugh at all this. Well, better to laugh than cry, as they say. Now it is. All right. What's going on here? Who is this maniac? It's a good thing I put on my earrings. At least I didn't forget them. Earrings with boxes. Who is this nut? Officer, would you mind going? I'm Frankie Potter. Who are you? Frankie Potter, the roving reporter for Inner Sight, you know. And we're live on camera, right in the studio. And, get that thing out of here. Jimmy, Joe, go in the car and get a sheet, will you? Oh, sheet, thank you. I got to go home. My mother's going to kill me. Well, there you have it, folks, live from the roving reporter. This show will never be the same. And if you're wondering why we're number one, there's the reason. People like this kind of stuff. All right, 8:37, New York. Oh, wait a minute. Let me get the Inner Sight line. Hold on. Yeah? Oh, all right. Thank you. Oh, they want more Frankie Fodder. They like it. Anyway. We'll try to have something next week from Mr. Fodder. All right. Inner Sight. And... where's my buddy Louie? Is he on?
No, I looked. Louie's not on.
He didn't come on?
No.
Oh, he probably forgot.
Probably.
All right, Inner Sight brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ali Campbell, Athena, and all the youngsters. Go an extra mile for a child, Inner Sight. Remind you. And I don't know what happened to Louie, but you know, this time of year, coming up on Thanksgiving, we used to have a lot of crazy stuff going on in school, you know. Everybody's getting ready for the holiday, and they wanted, you know, they didn't want to do any work and all that. And one day, Dinnigan, remember Dinnigan? Jimmy Dinnigan, the school nut, we used to call him the school nut. It was a couple of days before Thanksgiving. He comes in and he's got something under his coat. Oh, and it's moving around, and, you know, and Miss Ma saw it immediately.
Jimmy, what do you got in your coat?
Ah, Miss Ma, where you see this?
And the little thing going, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
The uniform is mine, and he got feathers, too.
Jenny goes, Jimmy, what is that? Is that
going to bite me?
No, he don't bite. He's very sweet.
And he opens his coat, and out jumps this little sweet baby turkey that you ever saw in your life. And this and Jimmy's letting them run all over the hop, you know, all over the room, the classroom. So quick, Miss Margot, and make sure the door is closed. You know, you don't want this thing running out in the hall. And girls start screaming and everything else, and throwing things and all that, you know. Jimmy said, oh, isn't it beautiful? And Miss Margot, I want to take him down and show Mr. Kramer.
No.
Mr. Kramer, to see that you're beautiful, how beautiful he is, so sweet. He's just a baby. I found him. He didn't know what to do. I gave him some food.
You gave him food?
Yeah. The poor thing was hungry. And then I put him on. He looks like he's got feathers, so I don't think he's cold. But he looks like he's a kind of skinny. The skinny little thing, you know, and I had to take care of him. And I don't know, he might have a bad tooth. I might have to take him to the dentist. And take a turkey to the dentist. What's wrong with you? What do I think I'm going to do with? I'm not going to do what Lauren Hardy did with the bang with the door, boom. No, no, not with this one. The poor thing will die from saturated chocolate.
What?
Saturated chocolate.
What saturated chocolate?
I don't know. I heard it on the Ben Casey show.
Ben Casey. Some stupid doctor show.
Dr. Casey says, you might go into aspirated chocolate.
Jimmy, what are you going to do with that turkey?
I'm going to take him home and, I'm going to try to put him in the yard. I'll put him in the backyard, maybe. And find a nice place to live. You gotta be my friend. I love him. I gave him a name.
You named him?
Yeah, I call him Temporellis Turkey.
Temporellis?
Temporellis Turkey is his name. Yeah, when he dances, he looks like Elvis Presley. Temporellis. Well, you can't have him in school. Well, I gotta have him in school right now. Miss Ma, can you do me a favor? You gotta do me a big favor, Miss Ma.
Jimmy, what do you want now?
Write me a note. Write me a note to the bus driver saying, please allow the turkey at Temporellis to board on the bus.
I can't do that. They're not going to let that turkey on the bus.
I got to get home. Got him on the bus.
How did you get him on the bus? Get in here.
I snuck him in my coat. Catch him under the coat. I'm going to do the same thing. With Temporellis, the only thing is you gotta be quiet. Don't make a lot of noise, Temporellis. They get in trouble.
So then Jimmy took the turkey around to the whole class, and everybody was touching him. And a couple of feathers came out. I don't know. He gave one to Janie. It was a sweet bird. It was a nice sweet turkey. I'll never forget it, you know. And we loved it. So that's my Thanksgiving story. We're in a site early on the following. Thanksgiving in a couple of weeks. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
All right. Right. By the way, if you want our email, InnerSight 1620 at gmail.com. You want to send us an email. Or you can call the InnerSight hotline, 631-224-3090. The blog line is up tonight, I believe. 213-816-1650. Anybody on the line? What happened to Louis?
I don't know, but I'm going to check out now.
He never showed up?
Well, I'm going to check it. Let me be sure.
See if he's on the line.
Yeah, I will.
Louis Rivera. Louis the Lip.
Louis the Lip. Hold on.
He did Friday night. He forgot.
I think he did.
Absolutely.
I'm looking and I don't see him. I don't see him. Yeah. But maybe he'll come on soon.
All right. This is Louis Rivera on InnerSight. Hey, Frank, what are you talking about? Turkey in school. A turkey in school? What was that turkey's name? What was his name? Temperman?
Temporellis, Lou.
Temporellis. Oh, yeah. Well, what did he bring a turkey to school for?
Jimmy saved him off the street. He put him under his coat and he hit him. He brought him in.
Oh, so spaghetti and meatballs tonight for dinner, you know.
Spaghetti and meatballs. There goes the InnerSight line. InnerSight hotline. Yeah, call in on the show. All right, that was Louie. He's going to call in.
Okay.
All right, look for the call up there.
Yep.
Engineer.
Yep.
All right, InnerSight. And the great Louis Rivera coming in on the line with the InnerSight. Maybe we'll get Frankie Farter to interview Louis.
Oh,
hey,
my.
Lou, you there?
Wait a minute. Oh, shit. Sorry.
Hey, of course. Go get out of here.
I know. Sorry.
Cursing on the show. What the hell is this world coming to?
Sorry.
All right. Get Louie on the line.
I am trying. It won't open the mic. I told you it was giving me trouble. Okay, here he is. Okay.
All right, InnerSight.
Hello, Suzanne.
Hey, Lou, how you doing?
Hey, Louie Rivera, the Love Drops from Long Island, calling on Blog Talk Radio Folics.
Yeah, hey, Louie.
Talk to the one and only Louie Rivera.
Yeah, I want to ask you a question, see. Now,
okay.
We have a new reporter.
Yeah?
He roams around the streets looking for stories, you know. I could send him to your neighborhood. His name is Frankie LaFarta. He got that name from his mother, LaFarta. Yeah. Anyway, you know, I used to have a girlfriend, and believe it or not, her father's girlfriend's name was LaFada. Phyllis LaFada. Oh, man, we couldn't. It was so funny. Hey, Lou.
Yeah.
Yeah, can I get, I want to, next week maybe, can I get Frankie LaFada to interview you?
What's that?
The reporter, Frankie LaFada.
Yeah?
Ask you a few questions, you know, on the air next week.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, tomorrow is Veterans Day, you know, all the people who serve the country and serving and all that, tomorrow. Saturday.
Yeah.
They usually celebrate it on a Monday, but I don't think they're going to celebrate it on a Monday this year.
You know, my father's a veteran.
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't know that.
Where
was he in the Army?
No, he'd never been in an Army. He knows he celebrates veterans, you know.
What was he, in the Navy or Air Force or what?
Zero.
Oh, he was a veteran because he was a police officer.
Yeah.
Oh, I get you. All right, yeah. So, congratulations to all people who served this country, and thank you so much. My brother is a veteran. Yeah, he had to climb the poles and put up the wires so people could talk on the phone. You know?
Yeah. Hey, Frank, I'm sorry. Did you put on the honeymooners or the Rolling Hardy earlier?
Yeah. You didn't hear it?
I heard it before. I remember that.
Yeah. We had it on. Lauren Hardy, where he wanted to ride a cow. he wanted Stanley to ride a cow so he could have a steak.
Yeah.
Kill the cow. Yeah. But yeah.
Hey, Frank.
It was funny, huh?
I love Bosco. That's a drink for me. Chocolate flavored Bosco is really enough for me. Mama put my milk for extra energy. Bosco gave me iron, sunshine, vitamin E. Oh, I love Bosco. That's a drink for me.
Yeah, remember Bosco?
I remember.
That syrup. Oh,
yeah.
Man, I used to love that stuff. You put it in my milk. you know where Bosco would taste really good? In goat's milk.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Put it in goat's milk.
You can put it on ice cream.
The best thing. Ice cream, yeah. Was that the Bosco?
Use cream for ice cream.
Yeah. Hey, Louie.
Yeah.
Is Bosco still out?
I think so. It's in store. I have to check it out before I look at it, y'all.
I don't know if it's still around.
You got You Bet and you got Hershey Syrup.
Yeah. But I like Bosco better.
Mm-hmm.
Bosco was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Used to drink it all. All right, So what are you doing over the weekend? You going in the parade or what?
I wish I could march in the Veterans Day parade, but I'm not me.
Yeah.
With Connie and Chrissy in online.
Oh yeah, how's Connie and Chrissy? They do a show lately?
Nah, I missed that show. I think it's not no more on public access. They're two beautiful ladies. Wearing pink sexy dresses.
They took it off or they just changed their time?
Yeah.
I don't know if they took it off or not.
Yeah.
All right, so how
yeah,
about
that's
a,
right.
Oh, how about a Veterans Day song? You know any good songs for the people who serve?
Fighting soldier on their chest, and being made of Americans' best. Da 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 of the Green Beret.
Yeah, that's a Vietnam song.
Really?
That's Sergeant Barry Sadler.
What was his name, Barry?
Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler.
Sadler, that's good. That was a big hit song in the 60s, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that song.
Yep, that's right.
It's a very sad song.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Suzanne, you're very proud on Friday. I dial on Friday night on the Fox. You're proud of me.
Oh, yeah. I'm always proud of you.
Make everybody laugh.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you didn't forget. Yeah, do a couple of imitations. Who can you do? Let's see. I don't know. Who's your favorite imitation, Lou?
I play Paulina Wilson. I was told to call you, Chrissy. Take her to. Michael Corleone, you know? and I told him, give him some vino for the guys, you know what I mean? And that, meanwhile, I talked to Tangelini. He smoked too many cigars lately, and I talked to Chi-Chi. And meanwhile, he goes to Connie Corleone. Yeah, he's eating too much little spaghetti on the side, you know what I mean?
All right.
Yeah, that's right, Frank. Don't worry about it. I know all about everything.
You know what people love? That when you do Satchmo, they love that song.
Satchmo. Oh, you mean Satchmo, William Strong, Frank Pugliano?
Yeah. Yeah, do a little Hello, Dolly. Go ahead. We only got a few minutes.
I don't know the words.
Nah, you don't need a word. Just make it up. Just hum it.
Hey, Suzanne, I don't know the words.
Hello, Dolly.
Hello, darling. It's Bill Coyote, darling. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. No, I can swear, darling. I can tell, darling. You're so growing. You're so going strong. I feel the wind play. Let the wind play.
All right, it is time to be with you Monday, man. I'm glad. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I enjoy myself. I love you, Suzanne, and Frank. You're the best on the Follicks.
Thank you, man.
Singing Hello, Dolly like a gangster. That was.
Have a good weekend and happy Veterans Day, Suzanne and Frank.
In the state, means freedom.
Take care.
Take care, man.
Hello?